Welcome to How to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful. The show is part of the Cross Politic Network. My name is Matt Williams. Thanks for listening. I appreciate you guys sharing the show, giving us positive feedback. We're growing at a rate I never thought we would, and just really thankful for everything that you guys have been doing and just your listenership, your downloads. Downloading really helps us. Please help support us. Go over to Cross Politic, become a member. So today, I want to talk about three great ways to get a new job. No, the best way is not to go apply online and hope for the best. That is like winning the lottery. But there's going to be three great ways that are going to help improve your chances to getting that great job that you want. And the first one is something that God really taught me through my wife's career. She is a stay-at-home mom now, but when I first met her, she was actually in college still. And she was transitioning from her student job, and she was trying to find a, for lack of a better word, a real job, a job that was full-time and something that she could do. But one of the problems that she had was her degree was in English. It was rhetoric and composition, so she's a fantastic editor. She saved my butt a few times on catching typos and all that good stuff when I was getting my MBA. So she was trying to find a job, but the problem was, is if you get a degree in English, you don't really have a lot of opportunities if you don't want to be a teacher, and she didn't want to be a teacher. So one of I'm going to share two stories with you today, and this is under the guise of submitting to God and trusting Him in prayer. That is the first and best thing that you can do when looking for a new job, is trust God's plan for you. That proverb says, a man plans his way, but God directs his steps. This is so true, and something that in these two stories through my wife's career, God has shown me. So my wife was just finishing up college the last semester and planning our wedding at the same time and trying to find a job. So she had all this stressful stuff going on and a bunch of other things as well. And she was just applying for job after job after job. And it was, you know, stressful. It was disappointing. She'd go on interviews and not get the job and things like that. And it was just something where we had to eventually just come back, regroup, and just start praying and asking God to provide for us. So she ended up getting a referral for a huge real estate company. And actually, it's the largest private company in the United States, I believe. And she ended up getting this job, but it was for a finance job. And again, her degree's in English. She doesn't have any experience in finance, but she was just trying to get any job that she could. So she went on the interview and she didn't get the job. It was about a couple of days before our wedding. She was really like stressing out about obviously the wedding because, you know, weddings are just a big nightmare. And also, I didn't mean that, honey. And then also, you know, not having a job. So when we got back from our honeymoon, she would just have to go back to the grind of trying to find a job, things like that. And the day before our wedding, she gets a call back from that company she applied for and got the interview with the finance job that she didn't get the job, but somebody that interviewed her thought that she'd be great for a role in a completely different division in the company and wanted her to come back and interview for that when she got back from her honeymoon. And that's kind of amazing right there, a little mini miracle, if you will, because I don't know of anyone that ever has an interview with somebody, doesn't pick them for the job, but likes them so much that they find a job somewhere else completely in the company. And so that was a time that we could just give thanks to God for how He orchestrated that whole event in our life. Going forward several years, when we moved to Hawaii, she quit her job and we came here and she was looking for a job. And this is another story where God just really prove to us that He is in control and that we just need to commit our future to Him and pray and ask God to show us where He wants us to be working. So we came to Hawaii. She left her job. She was looking for a job. She started applying, didn't get calls back. And another property management company called her about a job that was a huge promotion for her. And she ended up getting that job. But what's amazing about it is they were looking for months and months for this position and couldn't find anyone in all of Hawaii that had the credentials they were looking for, that had the experience that my wife had. And even the people that they thought would be qualified internally to promote them, they decided they just didn't want the job. And what's really cool about that is after so many years, we had a kid. I don't know if you've heard from previous episodes, but we just had our first child, and we decided for my wife to stay home. So she left the company, but she was working with her boss to find someone to replace her because it was such a hassle before. And it turns out that somebody that internally who her boss wanted to have fill the role before my wife got to, decided all of a sudden that she wanted the promotion after all. So something just God working and orchestrating and giving her the job for the amount of time that God wanted her to have it to be a blessing and support her, support us as a family. And then just like a switch turns on for this other employee that decided that all of a sudden she wanted it after the time that my wife was in the role. And it just works out perfectly. And there's so many stories like that. I'm sure you guys have stories like that. If you want to share those with me, I would love to read them. I love seeing how God orchestrates and moves things because it helps give confidence when we can share our testimony, not just our testimony of how we were saved, but just like all those other areas in the practical times where God has done a work in our lives. I think we should be sharing those as much as possible because that encourages us as Christians, not just in business, but all of life, to take a step of faith and to step out of the boat like Peter did and step onto the water and keep your eyes on Jesus and pursue him. So if you have stories like that, share them with me, share them with other Christians, you know, share them with non-Christians, you know, to testify about how good God is in our lives beyond just the grace and mercy of saving us. But he is actively orchestrating every moment of our lives. And oh, that's such a blessing. That's such a joy. We can have such peace. The more we realize that, the more we cling to that, the more peace we can have, even in a situation where we're looking for a job. And maybe I hope that gives you peace. Maybe you lost your job or you don't have a job and you're desperately looking for a job. Go to God in prayer and just take some time to commit it to him. Cast your cares upon him because he cares for you. And just trust him and then go forward and put your best effort forward to get a job. So that is the first thing, is to submit the situation to God, pray to him, give it to him. And then go into these next two steps. So the next step I wanted to talk about, the second best way for us to get a job, for you to get another job, is to know people. I can't count how many times that I have gotten a job or made a move from one company to another, or even like a business connection created just this networking effect. The more people you know, the better. So if you're looking to make a transfer from one industry to the next, or you're just looking to get another job within the same industry, I would recommend start going to conferences and conventions. Those things are pretty worthless in my opinion. Like there's probably some value in them. Usually I just try to catch the recording or the cliff notes from somebody else that goes to them. But one of the great things about them is you get to know people. You get your name out there. You get to talk with people. And that is such a benefit when you're looking for a job because, like I said, when you apply on a website, it's like the lottery. It's really hard to differentiate yourself and to rise above the other people, the other candidates of that hiring manager. Another thing is ask around, ask your friends, ask your family members, anyone in the industry, ask people at your church. See if there's anybody in the industry you want to go into, what you're looking for, and see if you can leverage those connections. We should be looking to help each other. If someone asks you for help from some consulting advice or some coaching or some referrals, do a little extra effort for them. We should be taking care of the brothers and sisters in Christ in that way. And then just always be looking for building contacts, even within, you know, your job, and just don't ever burn bridges, because people even in your job and in your company, get it right on the third time. Even in your company, people leave and go to other jobs. If you have great relationships with them, you can maintain those relationships after they leave. And even though that's probably more of a long-term strategy when you're not looking for a job currently, but maybe you will in a couple years. So it's nice to have those relationships. Keep in touch with people that leave. I still text and email, just say, checking in. Hey, how you doing? How's your company? You still loving it there? Be friendly with your vendors. Be friendly with your customers. Don't burn bridges, because who you know is really important. Now, the third great way to get another job is to reach out to a recruiter. And this is a third option, is probably for the higher level people. Recruiters are pretty expensive. And so companies that pay for them, you don't pay for them yourself. I don't know if you are someone who's ever used a recruiter, but recruiters get paid from the company that hires you. So it's free for you. And it could be just a great resource to learn about the industry, the demand for employees, even just to get their feedback. They love to talk to people, because what's unique about recruiters is they're using you as the product that they're selling to the company. Because they get paid if you get hired. They get a percentage of your salary. If you're even higher than that, they might get a headhunter, where they're looking for the executive level. And if you're lower, there's a lot of job agencies that kind of work the same way as recruiters. I guess they're technically a recruiter, where you can get a temp job or something like that. And a temp job might be a great way just to get in, and you work really hard and you do really well. You listen to this podcast, you take its advice, and you use those to build your career and prove yourself. And usually a lot of times, if you're that good worker as a temp, they'll hire you on as full time. So even those temp agencies might be a great opportunity to find a job and just get your foot in the door. When you start talking to a recruiter, here's my advice. Put your best foot forward when you're talking to them. Have some points. Know what you're looking for. That really helps. Know what kind of industry you want to get into, what kind of job you want. Are you looking for a management role, a programming role, an engineering role? Have some points of successes that you've had in your past, some experiences. You want to be able to sell them that they can sell you to the hiring manager, whoever's hiring at the companies that they're working with, because usually they have really great relationships with people that are hiring. And so they want to give them the best candidates that makes them look better. So if you can look like one of the best candidates, they're going to choose to take you and present you to them. So have some numbers like, oh, I sold this much last year, or I implemented a program where it saved the company X amount. Have some real numbers that you can show improvement, something tangible that they can say, this guy, he's a good employee. He's going to make me look good. So the three best ways to get a job: first of all, submit to God, give it to him in prayer, and understand that he already knows how the situation's going to play out. He knows the job that he has prepared for you. And just give it to him, because he is the master orchestrator and he already is working in your life. So just commit it to him. Don't be stressed out. You're going to do better in interviews. You're going to do better meeting people when you're not stressed and desperate. Never be desperate. And you don't have to be as a Christian. Number two, build relationships with people. Go to those conventions. Don't burn bridges. Try to leverage relationships to get contacts with people and companies that you're looking to get a job with. And then thirdly, reach out to recruiters. They have great insights into hiring trends in the industries you're looking for, and they have great relationships with hiring managers, so they can help you get those interviews if you prove yourself to be that best candidate. I hope that all helps. Give me a shout out, How to Build a Tent, on Twitter or Instagram. Please subscribe to us on iTunes. You can subscribe on CrossPolitik. That's where our show is. That really helps us. And just let me know how this works out. If you ended up getting a job from following this advice, I'd love to hear about it and praise God with you and the opportunities given to you. Until then, we'll see you next time. God bless.